Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by writer, producer, director who has worked for countless companies, sharing stories and getting to the bottom of documentary, true crime, and much more. Her latest project is a podcast, The Real Killer. We welcome Leah Rothman.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
Leah, let's go beyond the mic. The Real Killer sounds like a bad 80s horror movie. Four teens go out for a night of fun, and by daylight, one is dead. What's the one fact from this case that intrigued you from the start?
Oh my goodness, Sean, I wish I could narrow it down to just one fact. I mean, there are so many questions that surround this case. Yes, one young woman, Anastasia, is found murdered. 2 days later, her boyfriend, who was out with her that night, sadly takes his own life. That leaves the two other teens who were with them that night, who become, you know, basically the two who saw them last. And, you know, that leaves the two friends who saw them last. They tell the same story, that the last time they saw the young woman, Anastasia, was that she was getting out of the car. She was fighting with her boyfriend. She walked off. They never saw her again. Then 3 years later, one of those two teens flips on the other and says her boyfriend killed Anastasia.
There's enough twists and turns in this story to throw out your back. Was there ever a point where you said, come on, this can't be real?
You know, I mean, this all takes place in and around, like, it's 1997. Some of these kids were goth kids. There were a lot of rumors and speculation swirling around what happened. Was there a death pact? Was it an accident that went wrong? Yes, there are so many things that didn't seem to add up, and even more now that seem to not add up.
Now, no spoilers, but which episode will make people go, whoa?
Hands down, episode 8.
Wow!
Episode 8 is going to make people lose their minds. I mean, and that's not hyperbole. I'm telling you, like, everyone sort of believes up until episode 8 that one person probably maybe is the one who committed this crime. And then what happens in episode 8 is going to make you absolutely forget. Not forget, it's going to make you question everything you thought you knew about this case.
Leah Rothman from the podcast The Real Killer joins us beyond the mic. And it's time for the Rocky and 8. All this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
I'm excited. Let's go.
Best thing about your dog, Dexter?
Besides his name? Just that he's the most amazing cuddler and also the most ferocious protector. That's two things.
Other than telling stories, what's the one crafty hobby that you do?
Oh, my husband and I just started making furniture. So we are furniture designers and builders now.
Last Broadway show you went to go see is what?
Ooh, last Broadway show I went to see was probably in New York. It might have been, good God, this is dating me. Maybe it was Rent. A long time ago.
During a road trip, are you the designated driver or passenger princess?
Oh, I am definitely the designated driver.
Why?
I love, this might say something about, I like being in control.
Are you afraid of the dark more or clowns?
Oh, the dark.
What's your favorite memory of Crime Con?
Of Crime Con?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I think opening Crime Con with the panel from our first season, which is an incredible story of, you know, forgiveness. And so I would say opening Crime Con is my favorite.
Best thing from Ohio State that you learned that didn't involve a beer bong.
Wait, I'm dying to know how you know all these facts about me.
Research, my friend, research.
Oh my gosh. So you saw that I was beer bong queen from spring break. Okay. Favorite memory, I would say meeting lifelong friends at Ohio State.
If you were going to be a killer, what would be your weapon of choice?
I would say the pen.
I like that. More powerful than the sword. Leah Rothman from the incredible podcast, The Real Killer, joins us beyond the mic for a couple more. You languished about starting this podcast. What was the kick in the butt that made you do it?
You know, the first season was a story I had told for television twice before, and I just felt like there was so much more. I mean, you know, look, an episode of television is usually 43 minutes. You can't even scratch the surface for one of these cases. And so that was it. That was the motivator. Like, I need to dig deeper into that story and all the stories that I'm telling. Everyone deserves that, right? The family of the person who was lost, who was murdered, the person who says that they were wrongfully convicted. Everybody involved in these stories deserves a real and intense look at every aspect of it.
How did this story change the way you see the world and people?
Yeah, I think it makes me view people's motivations and, you know, why people say what they say when they say it. How can we really believe what we're being told? When are people telling the truth? I think it makes me ask those kinds of questions.
So what's your next project?
Ooh, I am currently researching stories for what might be the next season of The Real Killer. Sadly, there are too many stories out there. I'm currently looking at a few to see what might be for the next season of The Real Killer.
How about we do the true crime one big question with Leah Rothman from The Real Killer Beyond the Mic. In a world filled with innocent people jailed, and guilty people, sometimes free, where do you see justice today?
That is a heavy question. It is, justice can be really hard and fleeting. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think it's true. If you have a lot of money, justice is easier to, or, you know, is easier to find. If you don't, then it's more of a crapshoot. I believe in our justice system. It's flawed though. And sadly, a lot of people who don't have the means to fight for their innocence, end up not being able to prevail.
She's a designated driver on road trips, loves snuggling with her dog Dexter, and wants you to listen to her podcast, The Real Killer. Leah, where can people find you online?
Okay, so we are at The Real Killer Podcast on Instagram. On TikTok, we are at TRK Podcast on TikTok. And the podcast is at iHeart app and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever people get their podcasts.
Leah Rothman, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. It was my pleasure.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.